All right, we're back with a new episode of the Marketing Mayhem Money Podcast. Last week we had my buddy Shoe Money on. We talked a lot about what's going on in the industry right now, affiliate marketing, kind of some big opportunities that he thinks are going to be really big this year and then going into next year. If you haven't listened to that podcast yet, definitely check it out on the site. Very good, very, very much worth listening to. This week we got my buddy Sean Croxton on. Easiest way to describe Sean, he is the Gary Vaynerchuk of the wellness and health world. I think that's an adequate description. Sean does really, really well in a, I would say, a small but growing niche. And I think he's one of the people that's just out there every day making money and doing something that's kind of unusual, but he's really, really passionate about. So I wanted to bring him on. So, Sean, give us a little idea about how you got into what you're doing.
Thanks for having me on, Justin. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to do this, first of all. But how I got things rolling, I'm a big-time nerd, man. I'm just, like, surrounded by books all the time. I've been this way my whole life. And I graduated from San Diego State University. I studied kinesiology, and, you know, when I graduated and got a job as a personal trainer, I found out that most of the information that I learned was wrong because I applied it to real people and it didn't work. And so I just started reading about alternative ways to get healthy and to lose fat and whatnot. And over time, I said, hey, more people need to know about this. And so I started up a YouTube account and I just started making videos. And never really, I didn't take it seriously in the beginning because, you know, I was just doing it for the heck of it and people liked it. And it was like 5-6 years ago when YouTube just got started and I had like 600 subscribers super fast. And that was like a big deal back then, you know what I mean? And it just started growing and growing and the audience got larger and larger. And that ended up morphing or segueing into doing the radio show on Blog Talk Radio. And we do that every week with a different expert, which is great for giving me that third party validation so people on YouTube will know that I'm not crazy and just saying crazy stuff every day. And you know, just started blogging rather consistently maybe about a year or so ago, and then yesterday we finally launched my first real like e-product, The Dark Side of Fat Loss, and that's doing really well. We had a great first, it hasn't even been 24 hours yet, a great first 17 hours or so, so I'm pretty pumped about that.
Nice. I would say, I mean, you've really kind of put yourself into the spotlight as kind of, I mean, when I think of like the alternative health category, I mean, I would say you're easily probably in the top five names up there with, along with like Mark Seiss and some of the other guys who do really well. But I think one of the things I really wanted to hit on was the fact that you're very, very passionate about what you do, which is obviously very important, but you're also passionate about something that's actually like growing and rabid market. It's not like you're not passionate about something that you're never going to make money in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that market, I mean, the alternative health market has really been blossoming, especially in the last like 2 to 3 years. I mean, I'm sure you've probably seen that.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, Dr. Mercola was probably still is leading the way with that. He is doing it. I mean, that guy's got a list of over a million people. That's awesome. And, you know, Kevin Gianni's out there killing as well. And, and you mentioned Mark Sisson. I mean, they're all doing great. I wish to be on their level because they're doing things at a whole different. I'm learning from those guys ever so slowly. But it is a really specific niche. But when people, you know, out there just kind of get to the point where they go, hey, a lot of these other solutions aren't working for me, they start looking elsewhere. And that's where the underground nature of it, you know, comes into play, because it's just like this little club of people who get this information that you wouldn't get anywhere else. And they love it. It's just, I don't know. I don't want to call it a cult by any means, but it's like that counterculture type of feel. We know something that everybody else doesn't know. Yep. And even though people don't know it, we're still trying to get that information out there and teach them, you know, what we're talking about. And so it's been fun. And, you know, over the last few years, probably talk about this later, but over the last few years, I haven't really taken the business side of it very seriously. You know, I wasn't making much money for several years while I was doing this. I was just building up trust with my audience. And that was never really the plan. I was just doing it. You know, I was just doing it for the fun of it. And got to the point where I said, hey, you know, this is something that can make me a pretty good living. Got into affiliate marketing, started, you know, pitching products, not really pitching products, but introducing products. Got even, maybe talk about this later, endorsed a network marketing product, which I never thought I would do. I thought that was like career suicide, but found a phenomenal product that pays me really well every month. I wouldn't have been able to write the book, The Dark Side of Fat Loss, if I didn't endorse this product a year ago. And again, now we have the book.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about kind of what you put into your ebook launch and how you kind of launched that to your list and everything.
Well, the launch, well, it was quite the learning experience, man. We did everything wrong. You know, I was thinking you write an ebook and you just put it out there. You make a little quick sales page and whatnot, and you just throw it out. And it doesn't really work that way, man. There was a lot of unexpected stuff that came up as far as editing and design and getting videos uploaded, getting everything connected to ClickBank, because the workout manual that comes with my book, or as an upsell to my book, is connected to Wishlist. And it's a workout manual. You click on the picture, of the movement, the exercise, and it opens up a video. So we had to do all this connecting Wishlist to ClickBank. Just all this stuff got dragged out a lot longer than I thought it was. I mean, our initial launch date was the 1st of September, and then it went to the 9th of September. Then it went to like the 18th, and I was like, you know what? I'm just not going to talk about it anymore. Because when we were launching on the 1st of September, I was doing really, really well with getting people excited about the product. I made a video about it. I shot out a few emails to my list. I was posting on the Underground Wellness Facebook page, as well as a Twitter page, some quotes from the book and some pictures. Like, people were rabid. I mean, they really, really wanted this book, but since it did not come out when I said it was going to come out, and it kept getting pushed back like a Jay-Z album, people kind of lost some of that excitement. You know what I'm saying? And so we did our best to get the excitement back up. You know, last night we did the Brett and I, Brett is the author of the Underground Workout Manual. He and I did a radio show. I was a guest on my own radio show last night, and Elliot Hulse from strengthcamp.com. He was the host of the show, and so we had a lot of listeners on last night, and that broadcast on Blog Talk Radio goes to iTunes. And so, you know, I just checked my last stats and we've got a couple thousand downloads. And so it's just going to grow. And I figure we'll probably get somewhere between 15 and 20,000 iTunes downloads in the next maybe month or so. And so that's going to help to push the book and to market the book.
Nice, dude. Yeah. I mean, I think you kind of gone through some of the same stuff we did. I mean, when we try to launch new projects, You always think it's going to be easier than it is, that's for sure. Because, I mean, all the little things, like, just take forever, and you got to wait on, like, a programmer to hook something up, and it's just like, Jesus Christ, like, I want to just launch this damn thing. And, like, I mean, obviously, I'm sure you went through the same frustration. It's like, it just takes way longer than I expected.
Yes. I don't think I'm ever going to, like, market a product from now on until it's done. You know what I mean? I want it just to be done, do 2 weeks of marketing for it, promoting it, and then put that baby out. I think that's what I'm going to do in the future. I jumped the gun way too many times. But again, it was a learning experience. And so next time, we're going to do it right.
All right. So you got the book launch now. That's going to be a source of income. Also, I'd check out on your blog. If you guys want to check out his blog, it's undergroundwellness.com. He also does affiliate offers for multiple products such as supplements, workout gear, food stores, protein, all kinds of products, stuff like that. And then you also offer coaching. What, if you don't mind, what's kind of like your split between like affiliate revenue, coaching? I mean, I'm assuming coaching is probably your bigger one.
Coaching makes me good money when I'm actually doing it, when I'm promoting that to my list, you know, the fact that I am taking clients and all that. And, you know, we'll make about $500 per client. Should be a little higher. I'm actually going to bring that price up a little bit. But when I was writing the book, well, actually, let me back up a little bit on this. I can't really give you a percentage of you know, my affiliate revenue as opposed to my coaching revenue. I would say my affiliate revenue is a lot more. And the reason why is because of Protandim. That was a network marketing supplement I decided to go with last year. And we sell it through the sites and I've been able to build up my downline, my organization. I spent about 3 months really, really going after that, building it up. And then now what we do is I have some guys underneath me in my downline who really work it, who do the training. And since we get so many orders through the website, I just go ahead and put those orders and those customers or any new distributors that come through my site underneath those people. And so I kind of give my distributors and my distributors some incentive to keep on working the business. And so it's been working out really, really well. I mean, that's the vast majority of my income right there. And so when that came in, I was able to scale back on taking clients. I only take clients when I really need to, or when there's somebody who really needs some help and I'm like, all right, yeah, let's go ahead and work together. But if I didn't do that network marketing thing with Protandim and LifeVantage, I certainly would not have had the income and the free time to put together the Dark Side of Fat Loss. So that was a really good move. As far as the other affiliate things that we sell on the site, you know, I did, you know, fairly decently with the Amazon books for a good while. And then we had that California thing where they got rid of our accounts, which was messed up. That was just wrong. That was a big surprise right there because, you know, that was a good chunk of change, you know, right, that I was making for those books. And it finally came back a couple weeks ago. And so we'll see how that goes and see how that picks up. But, you know, we sell the TRX, we sell the Ultimate Sandbags. I can do better with those. You know, I have a list of things to do now that the book is finally out. One thing I want to do is actually put up sales pages, you know, my own sales pages for these different affiliates that we have on the site. Like I want to put up a TRX page that has me promoting the TRX, me putting up workouts of, you know, things that I do on the TRX, same thing with the sandbags. And, you know, at some point, maybe working with Dave Sinek, who's been on your program, and getting those optimized through the search engines.
Yep, that's one thing I know Mercola does that, and he does really, really well with it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. That's where I got the idea from. I was like, yo, I gotta do something like this. You know, you gotta model success. Mercola's killing it, yeah. And you know that's exactly what I want to do.
Yeah, I remember I was looking for a water filter one time, and I believe his site came up first, and it was basically just a whole sales page on his site comparing all these other water filters to the one he personally brands and sells. And I mean, God knows what the hell he's doing sales wise. That's for sure.
Very smart man for sure.
Yeah. All right. So give me an idea of, you have a ton of content out there between your blogs, your YouTube channel, Facebook, Twitter, everything. Where do you focus more on your blog? You focus more on YouTube? Where's kind of where your time going?
My primary focus is on the radio show. It's a really, really dedicated, mature audience. You know, those are the people who are dead serious about, you know, getting healthy and, you know, getting fit. And so that's my primary focus. I spend the week getting ready for that interview. And of course, with every interview, there's some type of product, whether it be, you know, the book, of the author whom I'm doing the show with, or promoting. Like I have sponsors now for the radio show, so I may promote their products at the beginning of the show, or just sending people to the Protandim site or to my site. So we're always trying to sell something there. So that's where I spend most of my time at. I'm going to get back, now that I'm done with the Dark Side of Fat Loss, I'm going to get back to making YouTube videos quite frequently. You know, YouTube is awesome. It's not my favorite thing to do anymore. I've lost maybe just a little bit of the enthusiasm that I had for YouTube, just for some reason. I don't know what it is, but I don't have that same thing. But I really love blogging. I love doing the radio show. And so those are my two primary focuses. But there will be a lot more video content coming up on YouTube for sure.
I loved when I was at your place in San Diego, Sean had on his wall, basically turned his whole wall into a chalkboard with black chalkboard paint, and films all of his videos for YouTube right there with a big old box of crayons. I mean, it's such a good idea, too.
Yeah, that was fun. Unfortunately, it was short-lived. I had to move out of that place. I just moved to a new place downtown, and I just bought a whiteboard, so it's stuck on the wall, so I'll be able to use, like, the dry erase board type of deal. It's much cleaner and just a whole lot less dirty than using that chalk was. That chalk all over my floor, and, yeah, people thought that the big chalk that I was using looked like a dildo. They were like, why are you using a dildo to write this up? But anyway, a little inappropriate. But I thought it was funny. But yeah, people like when I draw pictures. You know what I mean? I hate to say that you have to dumb down some of this material, but you have to make it as understandable as you can. Yep. You know, one of the things that I consider myself to be pretty good at is what I call edutaining. You know, I like to educate people and entertain them at the same time. And that's really important in this niche because, you know, if I made a video saying, hey guys, my name is Sean Croxton and I'm going to teach you about adrenal fatigue today, you know, they're going to tune out. Your average YouTube video watch time is 10 seconds. You know, I always say it's like buying a CD back in the day and you pop it in and you just listen to the first few seconds of the song and you go click and you're looking for the good one. That's what YouTube is like. And so if you're not engaging your audience, if you're not having enthusiasm and just being slightly entertaining, then it's probably not going to work really well. And so that's one of the things that I'm really good at. And you know, if I go into my back office on YouTube and look at the insight on there, you know, the attention span on that, on my insight is really, really good. People are actually watching the video all the way through as opposed to watching a few seconds of it and then dropping off. Really key right there.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely key, especially in actually pretty much any space. I mean, if you watch the people who are kind of the leaders in any type of space, they're very good at weaving stories in to all the points they want to make. They're very good at entertaining. I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, anybody, look at... let's see, Dave Ramsey in the financial thing, Tony Robbins in personal development. They're all incredibly good at storytelling. They're all incredibly good at entertainment. I mean, they make their points along with that. So, I mean, the points that they make in all reality are almost secondary to the entertainment that they provide.
Exactly. And we're getting to – we're giving the audience a chance to get to know us. Yep. You know, there's so many times I've been on the phone and people say, oh my God, I feel like I know you, you know, and even though they don't know me, they feel that way. And that's what I want to give them. I want to be authentic. I want to be a real person. If I'm going through a downtime, I'll keep it real and be like, yo, I'm going through a downtime. I'll tweet about that stuff. Facebook. I just like to be as relatable as possible. And it's all about keeping it real. And when you do that, I think you connect with your audience a lot better and they trust you. And so when it does come time to put out a product, they don't go, oh, this is just a scam. They go, hey, you know, I know Sean. He puts out good stuff. He seems like a really cool dude. Let's go ahead and get this product and support him because we know he only puts out good stuff. Right. And I think that's key right there, connecting with your audience.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, we've kind of done the same thing with our product where every week – my partner Vic does two or three blog posts or videos that we send out to our list. But I mean, almost all of our stuff is there's a main point we want to make in each one with some type of fat loss tip or something like that. But almost all of it's storytelling and stuff about like what's going on in Vic's life, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, you know, you're doing this right when you start getting tons of stories back from your readers and your listeners who have gone through the same problem. So, I mean, one of the things we talk about a lot with Vic is he always talks about his dog, and you wouldn't believe the amount of freaking emails he gets about dog stories. It's like, but I mean, it's something people relate to. And I mean, he was in the Army and he always talks about being in the Army. And I mean, we get tons of people who are attracted to our stuff because they former military type people. And I mean, they bond on that type of thing. And it's an instant, an instant bond like that. I mean, that gives you the advantage as a small guy over somebody like Weight Watchers.
Mm-hmm. That means you guys are connecting really well. And I want to throw in one more point there. It's always good. I learned this back in like ninth grade drama class. It's always good to have an attention getting device. You know, if you watch Gary, what does he say? You know, welcome to the Wine Library TV. I'm your host, Gary Vaynerchuk. And, you know, Kevin has this thing that he says at the beginning of every video. And my thing is, yo, what's up, y'all? You know, it just draws people in. They hear that and they're like, who is this dude? What is he talking about? You know, you want to have that catchphrase. And I think when you have that catchphrase and you figure out what it's going to be, because I went through a bunch of them. And the yo, what's up, y'all, just really caught on. And people were making comments. Yo, what's up, y'all? Yo, what's up, Sean? And I knew that was the one. And so everything I do, it's always, yo, what's up, y'all? Whether it's a video, whether it's a radio show, whether I'm sending out an email, it leads off of yo, what's up, y'all. Blogs, I don't do it with, but everything else is always yo, and it works.
Nice. I wanted to ask you about, I mean, you have a pretty decent email list, correct?
It could be a lot better. Talking to our buddy Dave, he's like, you should have like 100,000, you know, Dave talks, you should have like 100,000, you should have squeeze pages and da, 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 da. But you know what? I'm a late bloomer when it comes to the Dave really gets going, doesn't he? But,
you had his voice dead on.
But I'm a real late bloomer when it comes to this internet marketing stuff, like, you know, having a system and seeing the science behind it. Like, this is just stuff that I've been getting privy to maybe in the last year. Before that, man, to be honest, I was just flying by the seat of my pants and just doing the best I can do just to be authentic with my audience. I think that's the key, engaging. But now that we're applying a little bit more science, you know, that's where my list is certainly going to start to grow. And, you know, my list just grew right now because I'm looking at my inbox and I just got another sale of The Dark Side of Fat Loss. And so it's going to be a big list. Right now we're at about, you know, 8,500-ish or so, but there's no reason why that can't be way bigger than it is right now. I didn't have a squeeze page. I wasn't offering anything for free on my site, you know, as a, you know, to get people to sign up for my list. None of that. I just had people go into my site over the last few years and, you know, there's a little thing in the upper right that says join the underground and people just go ahead and punch their name in there. So without much effort, I have a decent list, but it should be a lot better, bigger than it is.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, one of the things I kind of want to point out is the way Sean's basically building an asset here. So between his email list, his Facebook page, YouTube, Twitter, he could remarket anything he comes out with or anything he wants to promote to all these people because he's got – how many subscribers you got on Twitter? Like 12,000, I think?
There's 12,000 on Twitter. There's 40,000 on YouTube. You know, it's going pretty well.
Right, so you have all these people that you can always remarket to, whereas most people, and this is what Shoe Money actually talked about last week, a lot of people who do affiliate marketing will buy traffic or send a bunch of stuff, send a bunch of their people to an offer. And the biggest problem with, like, basically making a site and then sending people through it without actually collecting emails or collecting some type of asset is you really have no long-term business. I mean, mm-hmm. You're just banking on what you made that day. And when you have an asset list of whatever, 10,000 emails plus everything else you have, I mean, you're going to do well on this book launch right now. You put out a new nutrition product, say, in 3 months. I mean, you can go right back to them and you're going to easily make another $10,000 pretty easily.
Exactly. Yeah, having those lists is vital. I'll give you just a quick example. I mean, when I post a blog, I usually send it right out to my Twitter list and right out to my Facebookers, and I'll have hundreds of Facebook shares, you know, tons of freaking traffic coming to the website. But last weekend I was moving and I just posted a couple of blogs real quick and I just moved on. I didn't send them out and literally got no traffic. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. There's no Facebook shares for two of my blog posts last week, you know? And yeah, it's really awesome to have that list of people where I can be, hey y'all, just posted a blog, check it out, boom, and they all go to the site. So having that longevity with the list is huge,
right? And I think you're in a great niche for Facebook shares because so many of the people that follow you are either trainers, nutritionists, or somehow in the health field, and they love sharing this with their people that probably follow them.
Exactly.
And I mean, yep. It's like just works out perfectly. I mean, you could easily get 600-700 shares on something that's a little more, I guess, in-depth topic, whereas somebody writes a general fat loss article, you're probably not going to get as many people sharing it.
Mm-hmm. And it has to be information that people haven't heard before. And I think that's what I'm really good at, is going is identifying things that people wouldn't know and then packaging them in a video or in a blog that is entertaining and engaging. I feel like I'm saying that over and over again, but you got to give them something that they haven't seen before. And when they do that and it makes sense, it'll spread like wildfire. It's huge. Right.
So, all right. So you got the ebook launching now. What's kind of on the mantle for coming up?
It's a lot of stuff. Like, I got to think about this. What's going to be my next move later on tonight? Well, what's possibly on the plate right now? First of all, we have the Underground Wellness TV show on healthypowertv.com. And so that's something that's been kind of in the works for the last year. We have 3 episodes up, one with Gary Taubes, another one with Dr. Tom O'Brien about gluten. And then our last episode that's up right now is with Mark Sisson. So we went out to his house and interviewed him and did a workout and a recipe session as well. I want to shoot more of those. I think those are really fun. I want to make a lot more video blogs and literally put out content 5 days a week like they do over there at Mark's Daily Apple. Like, that's one of my big goals right there. My next project, big project, is going to be one of 2 things. It may be a documentary. It depends on how sales of this product go. You know, if we make, you know, 50, 60 G's off this the next few months, which I think is totally possible, then we're shooting a documentary. We're hitting the road and we're going. If it doesn't do that well, then I want to put together a body transformation and lifestyle transformation program that's going to launch just before New Year's Day. And so I think that'll be really huge. There's a program. This is actually, I don't really tell this story very often, but there is a program. Have you ever read The Game by Neil Strauss?
Yep.
Freaking awesome book. I read that several years ago. And after he wrote that, a couple months later, this is how I got into YouTube. He had this thing called the Style Life Challenge. And it was like a 30-day how to get a date deal. I had no game back then. I won't even, I'll admit that to you. But and I thought it was so cool how he laid it out with the YouTube videos that gave daily assignments and whatnot. He had the PDFs in there. So every day he had something new to do for 30 days, and he had the form on there, so there was interaction. And actually seeing those videos of him on YouTube is how I found out about YouTube. You know, if it wasn't for The Game and Neil Strauss, and it's kind of weird to say that, but I wouldn't be doing what I do right now. And so I've always had a vision to put something together just like that Style Life Challenge, but to transform, your body, to transform your lifestyle. And so I hope nobody steals that idea out there, but I totally just screwed myself right now. But that's the vision that I have if we don't do the documentary.
What, you got any like specific topics you're thinking of for the documentary?
Not specifically, but just, why calories in, calories out doesn't work. What exactly real food is, because we've really lost touch with what real food is. How digestion and sleep and, pretty much the dark side of fat loss, really just packaged into a documentary with the different experts that I refer to in the Dark Side of Fat Loss product. And, I'm seeing like a 2-hour just awesome documentary that's just going to blow people's minds and just gather steam really fast and start busting through a lot of these mainstream myths that we have about fat loss and getting healthy.
Nice, dude. I'm actually a huge documentary fan, so I would definitely look forward to that.
Right on. One day. Maybe one day soon.
I've actually, this is about last year or sometime around this time, I've been thinking of, I wanted to do one, West Side Barbell?
Yes.
I lifted there like 2 summers ago with AJ Roberts. Mm-hmm. And I, after lifting there for like the summer, I was like, I want to do a documentary on Louis Simmons. I was like, I guarantee, I've been thinking about this still. I mean, it still goes across my mind. I'm like, that's the type of documentary. It'd be a very niche documentary, but something like along the lines of like T-Nation and bodybuilding.com that would just like spread like wildfire once people heard of it.
That'll be huge, man. You definitely got to do that. Hey, I got a question for you, man.
All right.
When are you coming to San Diego? When are you moving over here?
Tentatively end of this year. So December-ish.
For sure, man. Yeah, you got to move downtown. I got the sweetest spot downtown. You got to check this place out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you're going to dig it. But I remember like 2 years ago, Antonio sent me to your website to listen to like a seminar or something that you were doing. And I was like, I want to work with this dude one day. I want him to do my marketing and all this stuff. I did not have the money at the time to hire you, though. You know what I'm saying? Because you cost a few dollars. You know what I'm saying? And it's just really cool that, you know, we've met, you know, we've kicked it. Now we're doing, you know, an interview. I think that's so awesome, man. I've had a really good life, you know what I'm saying? Definitely. Meeting up with you and, you know, meeting Dave just one day at Antonio's place a couple summers ago, and then Dave literally moves two blocks away from me, and meeting Alex Morocco, like, this is it's a really good life. Everything has just really come together, like serendipitous, if that's the right word.
You kind of can't beat the freedom and the fun of the internet marketing lifestyle.
It's lovely. I stay at home all day and kick it. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty dope, man. I love my job.
Awesome, man. All right. Well, you got anything else you want to share?
That's it. Just want to say thank you for having me here. And, you know, the site is undergroundwellness.com. If you guys out there want to be affiliates for Dark Side of Fat Loss, then you can go to darksideoffatloss.com/affiliates. It's on ClickBank with a 75% commission. And the products are friggin' dope. When you see them, you're going to be blown away. It's huge.
Nice, dude. Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea, giving away the 75%. Too many people don't do it.
Right. We're hooking people up. You know what I'm saying? Hook us up. We'll hook you up.
Awesome. All right, Matt. Well, thank you for joining me today. Thank you for dropping all the knowledge on the listeners. I'm sure they'll appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. You have a great day.
All right, man. Take care.
Peace.